The Western Alaska Census District, named for a Confederate slave owner and Civil War general, has a new name. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Governor Bill Walker wrote Wednesday to the Census Bureau to begin the process of changing the name from the Wade Hampton Census District to the Kushlovak Census District. Katie Marquette is the governor's press secretary.
That original name had no connection or to the culture or to the history of Alaska and its people. So with the support from all of those folks that I mentioned, Governor Walker felt that it was only appropriate that Alaska's place names reflect and respect the diversity of our great state.
The city and tribe of the largest community in the area, Hooper Bay, passed a resolution in support of a change and came up with the new local name. A recent Alaska Dispatch News article brought the history to the forefront. Local and state politicians voiced their support for shedding the name of a Confederate general whose rise to political power was in tandem with a terror campaign by a violent white power group, the Red Shirts. Edgar Holscher is the tribal chief for the native village of Hooper Bay.
Everybody knows in the early times that man was a slaver and never had stepped into Alaska, and why should our area be named after someone who we don't even know about?
Wade Hampton's son-in-law was a territorial judge and named a nearby mining district after the South Carolina politician. That showed up in census data in 1920 and stuck. Myron Nanning leads the Association of Village Council Presidents and Sea Lion Corporation of Hooper Bay. He's been organizing behind the scenes to get the new name.
Kushlovak means the high one, and it's the mountain that's located between Scammon Bay and Mountain Village, and that's the highest mountain in the region, in the area, and there's a lot of history associated with it.
The peaks, which rise as high as 2,200 feet, are visible from several villages and are used as a landmark for traveling and navigating. Nanning says that stories tell of a mole or mouse that attempted to carry the mountain to the Bering Sea but stopped short of the coast. Several nearby lakes are shaped like animal prints. Holscher says having a local Yupik name honors the region's people.
It shows that our elders and forefathers were there and were still living on the grounds where they were.
The name is used for statistical record keeping. There's no regional government with the name, but it shows up in countless publications for borough-level information. That will change going forward. Eddie Hunsinger is the state demographer. He explains that the Census Bureau will begin to implement the new name in their record systems.
So I don't think it'll be that difficult of a process, and we expect that it'll be in their next borough and census area release of data.
That's expected to be early next year. The governor writes that he will use the new name from now on. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.